Covering Michigan like no one else. This is the Michigan Talk Network.
It is difficult for the Democrats to get their arms around this. This was a staggering loss for the Democrats and their media handmaidens. The Mueller report did not produce anything near what they had promised us it would deliver. Evidence of crimes inside the Trump campaign, inside the administration, inside the White House, inside his family. None of those things turned out to be true. And in fact, what we had happen was Bob Mueller changed the entire standard by saying, well, he could not exonerate on part two of obstruction of justice. You know, if that's the new standard, we've got big problems in America. Exoneration, not the job of a prosecutor. And basically, it was red meat for the media handmaidens and the Democrat Party, as far as I am concerned. Adam Kennedy joining me, the deputy assistant to the president and deputy director of communications at the White House. Adam, welcome back.
Thanks so much for having me back.
All right. So give me your quick take on the Mueller report. I see people like Adam Schiff still floating the idea of pursuing impeachment, but they know better. They know there's no place to go with it. But what are your thoughts?
Well, listen, the Democrats have been talking about impeachment since day one, since even before the president was sworn in, since he won election. And I don't think anything's going to change that. What's sad is to see the same old Democratic narratives, Democratic tropes keep on coming up despite the new evidence. So you're right that Mueller did punt on obstruction. He punted it directly towards the attorney general and the deputy attorney general. They came back with one conclusion. There was no obstruction. There was no collusion. That is complete exoneration. The president's right. He feels vindicated because he is vindicated.
And interesting is that they're trying to make William Barr the target now, they being the media. Well, William Barr's obviously done something wrong here or tawdry, which, of course, he has not. It's within his purview. He didn't have to release any of this. The president didn't have to, allow a lot of these things to happen. The president could have invoked executive privilege. He did not. Not one time did he invoke executive privilege. A whole host of things could have happened here that did not. In the pursuit of transparency and honesty, and this is the thanks you get.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Mueller was supposed to produce a summary of his findings directly to the attorney general. The attorney general is under no obligation to release those. Attorney General Barr decided he should, and the White House did not invoke any executive privilege for any of the information in there. Furthermore, the president of the White House didn't ask for any redactions. So I think there's this whole kind of media narrative that there's AG Barr that's kind of doing what he can to protect the president, when in fact both the president and the attorney general have went above and beyond to make sure the American people see that this president is completely innocent.
Yeah, and it's a tough sell for the Democrats, because most people in places where I live in Michigan or Ohio or Wisconsin or Pennsylvania, they moved past this a while ago. And when they heard the first announcements from the attorney general back in late March on the 24th, they said, you know what? No collusion. I mean, I talk to Democrats every day inside this cluster of radio stations where I sit each day. Most of them have moved on. They've got other things they want to focus on, like the economy and wages. They want to talk about the Second Amendment, the border, anti-Semitism, socialism, abortion on demand. These are things that matter to them. The Mueller report, not so much anymore.
Oh, absolutely. I think most people care about what the president is doing for them and their families. And I think that is one of the strong points of this administration, is just how much this president has accomplished in such a short period of time. We're seeing a booming economy. We're seeing more benefits for families, for children. We're seeing the president really putting the American people front and center while the Democrats are trying to put this false investigation front and center. And when it comes to the elections next year, I think you're going to see a stark difference in the results.
Well, and a couple of other things that are coming out. We still are waiting to hear from Michael Horowitz, part two of the Inspector General's report, which I anticipate will not be flattering for a whole host of people that worked behind the scenes in the Mueller report. You've also got John Huber still doing what he's doing, the Utah federal prosecutor there. But I want to go to the Mueller report on another point that not a lot of folks have pointed to, and that is, it doesn't look good for Barack Obama to me, because if you go back, one thing the report does say flatly, Russia began its efforts in America in this effort to interfere with the election back in the middle of 2014, a year before Donald Trump even entered the race. And Barack Obama and his administration, not only did they not do anything, Susan Rice told her staff to stand down and, quote, knock it off when they were drawing up plans to strike back at the Russians. This doesn't look good for who was in charge when all of this was really ramping up.
Oh, absolutely. And it shows just the hypocrisy of some of the media when they say that it's the president who's been weak on Russia, when this president has stood up to Russia countless times and is, in fact, doing probably more to strengthen our electoral system than just about any other president in a long time. While the previous president essentially knew about what was happening, allowed it to happen, because he assumed what the outcome would be. I mean, if that's not negligence, I don't know what is.
It certainly is, and it left the door open. It left the door open for all of these things to happen. Now, having said all of that, now Americans know there was not a red phone between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin. There was no impact on the election in any significant way. Donald Trump beat Hillary Clinton the old-fashioned way at the voting booth, right? I mean, that's what he did, and that's what he will do again. If they continue to go down this path, I think it's detrimental for the Democrats. And I'd say one more thing that's really key. Bob Mueller is not going to give up anything additional if he's testifying on Capitol Hill. There'll be not one bit of additional information discovered by having him testify. In fact, the Democrats run the very real risk of getting less because he may walk back some of the things that are in the report, but he'll not provide more. Everything he could possibly muster is in that report, right or wrong.
Oh, absolutely. And I think you're actually right. If he does testify, I think you're going to see a lot more nuance from what he says than what the Democrats are reading into the report. If you read the report, it's a very nuanced, detailed, careful report that in no way implies some of the things the Democrats are saying, such as that Mueller is somehow referring this to Congress for impeachment. Nowhere in the report does Mueller say anything like that. And I think if he gets put on the spot by the Democrats, they're going to have, yet again, their balloon get deflated. I mean, I think the biggest problem here is the Democrats aren't looking for the truth. What they're looking for is to continue to push this narrative until Election Day because they think it's a winner. And unfortunately, I think the American people are more interested in results than they are in this false investigation.
I completely agree with that. Adam Kennedy here, the Deputy Assistant to the President and Deputy Director of Communications. I guess my advice, you know, and if you have the president call in, I'll give it to him directly. But here's the advice I would give. And that is take the victory lap. That's fine. Talk about the fact there was no collusion. But then move on to the things that people care about. The economy, wages, infrastructure. Where are we going from here? National security, the border. And talk about the positive message of America moving forward, not looking backwards at the Mueller report that's in the rearview mirror. I'll give you the last word.
Oh, I think that's absolutely right. And I think that's what this president and this administration does. Unfortunately, you know, we do have to talk about the investigation when it comes up. But what we'd like to talk about is all that we're doing for the American people. That's what interests us. That's what motivates us. That's certainly what drives the president. And we're going to make sure they hear all about it before election comes in 2020.
Adam, greatly appreciate you being here as always. Just make sure he has my number in case he gets bored some morning and just wants to dial it up. You know, yeah, we'll take his call anytime.
You promise if I gave it to him, you will take it?
Absolutely. No question about it. Greatly, greatly appreciate it, Adam, as always. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
There you have it. Adam Kennedy, Deputy Assistant to the President and Deputy Director of Communications. And yeah, we'll take his call. If the president calls, we've taken it before. We'll take it again. No problem. By the way, I was on Fox News over the weekend talking about these very things. Posted up on Facebook and social media now, I believe. If it's not, it will be. It's on Twitter. I know that. I was up with Leland Vitter on Fox News over the weekend talking about the concerns of the heartland, of the Rust Belt, of forgotten America. You're listening to The Steve Gerber Show.
It's hiring season in the construction industry, and have they got a job for you? Find out at MichiganConstruction.com. Major companies are looking to fill positions all over Michigan, so when the weather breaks, they can get to work, and so can you. If you're looking for a great place to hang your hard hat, check out MichiganConstruction.com. Before the snow melts, you can have great pay, health care, benefits, and a future, because it just might be a career. Go to MichiganConstruction.com. That's MichiganConstruction.com, because Michigan is hiring.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our communities secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life and in every corner of America, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. The Army National Guard reacts to domestic operations in each of America's 54 states and territories, including Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, Guam, and the District of Columbia. Each state National Guard's unique domestic role is to act as the first line of defense in support of civil authorities in their state. The Guard's emergency responses include search and rescue missions for floods, combating wildfires, hurricane or tornado recovery, and the presidential inauguration. The Army National Guard. We are always ready. We are always there. And in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Do you know what a concussion looks like? Did you know that 9 times out of 10, a concussion doesn't knock someone out? The signs and symptoms of a concussion sometimes don't manifest themselves until after the game. So learn what to look for. Visit the MHSA website and click on Education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.